The New York legislature passed an ethics reform bill at the end of the legislative session earlier this year. It forces super PACs to be more transparent about their donors and their relationships with the candidates they support. But Governor Andrew Cuomo has not yet signed that bill, and some good government groups say he shouldn't. Karen DeWitt reports.
Most New York candidates do not rely on super PACs for funding. The final bill also included requirements for small, not-for-profit groups. They'll have to more fully disclose all of their donors. The threshold for groups having to disclose their donors to the state's ethics panel was lowered from groups spending $50,000 a year to groups now spending just over $15,000 each year. Susan Lerner is with Common Cause.
Here, what we don't have is a balancing between the public's need to know and First Amendment and privacy rights.
Reform groups were harshly critical of Cuomo and the legislature during the 2016 session for failing to enact more fundamental changes that could curb what they say is a rampant pay-to-play culture. Lerner says the super PAC bill is largely a distraction.
Public corruption and the question of ethics in Albany is at the top of everybody's list. Poll after poll shows that voters care tremendously, and this bill is not designed to address the root of the problem. There's nothing in it that deals with the legislature. There's nothing in it that deals with the governor or the executive. It's all about somebody else.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo, Rich Azzapardi, in a statement essentially accused Common Cause and others of being hypocrites. Everyone is all for transparency, except when it comes to them, Azzapardi said. The bill has been sent to Governor Cuomo. He's expected to act on it soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.